Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does the film say?
Ed said the most important thing is film study.
Who looked good and who didn't?
Why? Because you have to watch yourself repeatedly over and over and over again doing the same thing.
Let's ask Ben Fennell of the NFL Network. Brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. $1,000 up for grabs every single week at radio.com/picks.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Ben Fennell joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon. Great to join you.
We were talking about this a little bit earlier, and that is this Packers, you know, defensive front seven against this Tampa Bay offensive line. I realize the Bears, you know, can get pressure with Khalil Mack and those guys and how good those guys are, but after watching that game, I feel a little bit more confident about the ability to get pressure from Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and these guys against that Bucs offensive line.
Yeah, you know, that Thursday night game, I don't really feel like was the true identity of the Buccaneers so far in 2020. They had a lot of penalties. They had some turnovers. It just wasn't how they had been playing through that first 4 weeks. Those Thursday night games can be so fluky. So as much as I expected the Bucs to roll the Bears and the Bears ended up upsetting them, I still think the Bucs are a contending team with a really good offensive line. I think their rookie first-round pick, Tristan Wirfs, is playing as well as any rookie offensive lineman in the NFL. Some really good guys on the interior. You got to go after Donovan Smith at left tackle. He's the guy I'm circling that you have to get pressure on off that left tackle on Brady's blind side.
You know, I want to know a little bit more about Equanimous St. Brown. I don't know if he's going to play a lot. But, I mean, I saw him a couple years ago. I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, he's got nice height, nice range. He can run a little bit. What can he add to his offense if he's available play, Ben?
Well, he's a really interesting player. I think he's a guy that can line up all over the formation. You know, 3 years ago when he played for Mike McCarthy, he took a lot of snaps out there in the slot, did some good work over the middle of the field. He's a good route runner. He's got good enough size. He's not quite the 6'3", 6'4", 225 of Alan Lazard. But he's 6'2 and change and 215. He's not a shrimp. He's not under, you know, 200 pounds. He blocks really well. He's one of those receivers you could get away with some H-back move tight end type roles, lining him tight to the formation, maybe pinning down some defensive ends in the run game, doing some dirty work. But I really like what he put on tape. He ran an official 4.48 at the Combine a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he's got an explosive gear to him. He's got nuanced route running. He's got decent size. He gives good effort blocking. He's a guy I'm really excited to get back on the field and into this offense. And you have to remember, he's never taken a snap under Matt LaFleur. So I'm really interested to see how the new regime, new coaching staff views his skill set.
Yeah, Ben, we could just sit here and just talk about both quarterbacks all day.
We could.
I don't want to bore people with that. I mean, we don't care about that. I want to talk about these two tight ends. I mean, Robert Tunyon is an ascending player in my book. I've been watching him for last couple of years, and Gronkowski, for some reason, they hadn't used him. O.J. Howard is out. Now they're going to be using him. How would both tight ends factor in this particular game?
Well, there are two teams that certainly like to use, you know, their tight ends and multiple tight end groupings. It's unfortunate that O.J. Howard, who is really having the best start to a season, is now injured. He seemed to be a go-to guy for Tom Brady. Gronk is still getting the weight underneath him and the timing of the game. He hasn't looked nearly as good in the run game and blocking. I really expect Cameron Brate, the other tight end, to be more of that pass-catching threat as he had been for the Bucs for a number of years. He was the one that really kind of leapfrogged O.J. Howard for the past 3 and 4 years, even though O.J. Howard was a first-round pick. But Robert Tunyon, really impressive development. And considering the injury last year that really, you know, hampered his ability to produce on the field, and considering that Sternberger really hasn't ascended and developed like they expected, the injury to DeGuara it's the perfect storm for Robert Tonyan's opportunity. And he made the most of it, you know, last game against the Falcons. He's a guy that's smart, former quarterback, 5,000-yard quarterback in high school. He's got receiver ability as he was at Indiana State. He's got the grit and the drive being an undrafted player and working through practice squad. You just love the entire trajectory that Robert Tonyan's put on as an NFL professional with his short time with the Lions and now with the Packers. I'm just really excited for him. And this is an offense that's not necessarily about the Jimmys and Joes anymore. It's about the X's and O's. And I love that it's just kind of next man up, next guy in. It doesn't matter who's injured, because it's not that overemphasized on forcing one-on-ones to win and guys have to win. The system is winning right now. And that's such an interesting prospect for the Packers to say they can have injuries. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be a hero, and this team can be dangerous on a week-to-week basis. I think that's a really interesting proposition for the Packers offense.
Another matchup, obviously, that we could talk all day about, that's keeping up with the Joneses, Aaron Jones and Ronald Jones. But to me, if you look at MVS, I think it's time. I've been saying that the last two or three weeks. If he's going to get the best matchup, they got to give him some opportunities down the field. He has to catch the ball consistently. Otherwise, if for some reason the next few weeks, Ben, if they activate St. Brown and St. Brown sees a little bit more growth past MVS, I think it could be game, set, match, and they just move on from him.
Well, I think there's a reason why Alan Lazard kind of jumped him on the depth chart.
Exactly.
He's just more of a piece for LaFleur in the offense. It's not as, you know, segmented of a role. And until MVS proves he's going to be good in the quick game, he's going to be good in blocking, you know, until he does that, he's just going to be a down-the-field shot play guy. And that's okay. He's proven to be effective doing that. And there's a role for that in the NFL. If he walks out of Sundays with two catches for 80 yards or three for 115, that's a good day. But until he proves the down-to-down stuff away from the ball, really Alan Lazard and St. Brown are going to be better fits for the offense because of their versatility and winning inside, outside, their ability to block, their ability to block on the move. So having those parts and having some more disguise in your traits and your skill set, I think, gets you on the field. And that's why we've seen so much Lazard, and that's why I think we're going to see a lot more St. Brown if he's healthy and ready to go.
Talking with Ben Fennell of the NFL Network here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios on 1250 AM, The Fan. You're talking about wide receivers. Bill Barnwell of ESPN always puts out these trade proposals and trade ideas, and it's on the front page of ESPN again today. So I was scrolling through all the different ideas that he had, and he continues to beat the drum of the same trade he's been beating for the last year, and that is the Packers sending like a sixth-round draft pick to get Kenny Stills from the Texans. Your thought on whether or not that would be, A, worth it, and then, B, how would he fit into what the Packers do?
Yeah, I really thought you were about to precursor the whole Odell Beckham to the Packers
nope.
conversation that I feel like
he's homesick
I've
now,
Ben.
You don't want to touch him now.
Which they're sitting at a nice 3-1. I think they're more than happy with Odell at this point in 2020. But Kenny Stills is a down the field, you know, vertical shot receiver that we just got done describing in MVS. So I don't think he's providing any extra dimension or any extra element to the offense that we may be missing if Devontae's not able to go or Alan Lazard. It's not like Kenny Stills, he fits that role. He fits what they do. He's a down the field guy. He's got good size, good speed, but he's really struggled to separate on the underneath stuff. He's struggled to make the tight window catches, what I call those junk catches that you need to make on third down with a corner on your back. He's done really well down the field, and that's okay. That's really what Kenny Stills is in the NFL.
Well, right. And so what he becomes is a more reliable down the field guy right now than MVS. I mean, if you want to go crack back and if you want to go tight formation and do all that, yeah, that's not who he is. I mean, you're right about that. I think when you move past all that and you get to the Green Bay Packers, you did bring this up about the bros and the Joes or the Jimmys and the Joes, and I absolutely agree with you on that. I just seem to think at some point, when do the defensive coordinators catch up to Matt LaFleur when we know that they may not be as talented as they need to be at receiver?
You know, that's a great question.
And thank you.
That's kind of the ticking time bomb question on when is this all going to catch up. And like I said to you guys last week, you have to do something to tie one of the hands behind their back. And I'm loading up to stop the run. If you don't stop the run of this Packers offense, everything is open. Second down, the whole playbook's open. The play action's open. The pass game is open on a straight drop back. You have to stop the run. And they've been running the ball so well in 2020. I think everybody's talking about LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Devontae Adams. This run game is as impressive as any element through the NFL through 2020. And I think that's what's making the offense tick. So until somebody wants to gear up and tie one of the Packers' hands behind their back and commit to stopping the run game and making them one-dimensional, this Packers team is going to light up the scoreboard and put up 25, 30 points on a week-to-week basis. If I was a defensive coordinator, I'm stopping the run first and foremost. And that's why it's going to be a great, great matchup this weekend, because the Bucs defense, not only have they been dominant stopping the run this year, they've been consistently dominant stopping the run for 2-3 years now. Now, it's unfortunate Vita Vea is hurt, but I expect them with those athletic linebackers and Dominique Sue and Shaq Barrett and JPP to be geared up to stop the run. So this week is going to be a really interesting test in conflict of style to say, hey, you know what? If they do stop the run, can they still survive just throwing on the back of Aaron Rodgers? And we've yet to see that pressure get put on Rodgers in 2020.
Yeah, last one, we're going to let you get going if Leroy don't have another question. And that's what I was going to get into. Are you surprised at how Tampa Bay, how they were able to run the football, though, against the Chicago Bears with
Not
Jones?
Not particularly surprised. You know, I think the Bears have a nice front seven with Roquan, Akeem Hicks, and Khalil Mack there. But, you know, I think the Bears, or excuse me, the Bucs offensive line, you know, Ali Marpet is one of the best left guards in football. Their rookie at right tackle, as mentioned, is good. Ryan Jensen's one of the best centers. They have some really good players that maybe aren't household names. So, you know, even the running back, Ronald Jones and the rookie Keyshawn Vaughn and Leonard Fournette back there, looks like he's going to be ready to go. I expect them to call a balanced game just like LaFleur wants to, really try to beat up the Packers front seven in there with the run game and then take their shots down the field like Bruce Arians loves to do, even with an aging Tom Brady. And even if Mike Evans isn't ready to go, they're going to take their shots with some of those young kids like Scotty Miller on the outside. But that's another thing. You have to stop the Bucs run game and make them one-dimensional as well. It's funny that we're in, you know, 2020 NFL. It's all about pass game and analytics.
Right.
But my focus and first and foremost focus, stop the run and run the ball. That's still the basis of how you attack defenses in the NFL.
He is Ben Fennell of the NFL Network. Joins us each and every Thursday at this time here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ben, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ben.
It.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Always a pleasure, guys.
You bet you take care. There he is, Ben Fennell.
I like that guy.
Here on the Great Midwest
like
Bank Hotline.
You asked a good question.
If applying for a home or renovation loan, as you're feeling anxious, just breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started.
I ain't saying that.
At greatmidwestbank.com. That's greatmidwestbank.com. We are about 30 minutes away from Packers running back Aaron Jones joining the Wendy's Big Show. Looking forward to that. If you have any questions, maybe you want us to ask, you can always do that and tweet them at us at 1250 AM The Fan, and maybe I can sneak one or two in there for you from you guys once we get Aaron Jones on.
I got a question.
You have a question?
Yeah, well, I would hope that
you do. I
want
to know why Apple and the iPhone 12 don't get headphones. I told them they can keep that. I'll stick with what I got.
What you mean they don't get headphones?
Oh, you getting mad at iPhone now?
I'm hot, Steve.
What happened?
They delivered my iPhone 12, and I called. I said, where the hell? Oh, they don't come with headphones, Mr. Butler. I said, you can take them back. Come pick them up. Hey, man, I don't know. Because they want you to buy all this stuff. I'm going to stay with my ex, dog. I'm hot. I may
your
get
ex-wife
one. See what you
what?
Got, Steve.
You ain't come over and drive?
No, I say my ex, my iPhone 10. Fool,
oh,
don't get me in no trouble.
Your ex-wife. We're going to stop
hey,
that.
My ex-wife is good. First, we get along great.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
I'm mad, man. Steve, what you got? I'm going to get what you got.
You don't want what I want. I can't stand my phone right now. So.
Why can't you? Don't like your phone?
No, it's the worst phone I've ever owned. No.
I thought you said that was the best phone you ever had when you would have got that thing.
Yeah, it was the newest version of that maker that they made, the whole deal. And
yeah, you were bragging about it.
I was excited. Yeah. And what I should have done was I should have just went with the Samsung like I have had for my entire life.
Well, what do you got now?
And I changed and made a big mistake.
The Galaxy, you open it up like a tablet.
No, it's not. I don't have a Galaxy.
That's not it.
I went away from the Galaxy. You want to know why I went away from the Galaxy? Because I wanted to be different. I wanted to have something different in the house that everybody else didn't have.
Yeah. What do you have, Steve?
That's what I went with. I went with this LG V60 or whatever it is.
And so what's wrong? What don't you like about it?
Well, first of all,
we'll have them enough time.
They'll probably not. We'll just stay away from it. Hey, Wendy's is taking the pretzel bun to a whole new level, introducing our new pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger. It packs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese,
quarter pound,
applewood smoked bacon, a smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions, and a warm beer cheese sauce, all on a pretzel bun. At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, and like I keep saying, every time you see that long line of cars at a Wendy's drive-thru, which I keep seeing more and more every day, it is because they're all waiting in line to get that cheeseburger, the Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger. Don't miss out. We just had some here at the station the other day. I substituted the Munster cheese with American cheese and absolutely loved it. Very good. Aaron Jones at 3:30. Next up, what one player on the Packers that hasn't had a big game yet do you expect to have one very soon? We'll find out who Gary, Leroy, and I think, and you as well. Dial it up, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.